Metal Mouth. Story by Julie Mitchell. Illustrated by Heath McKenzie. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Chapter 1. Bad News. My life used to be all right. I wasn't the best-looking kid in my class, but I was okay to look at. At least I didn't have braces, like Emma Green. She had a big old set of metal ones, and I felt very sorry for her. Like I said, my life was okay. But one day, I got some very bad news.
"Brad,"
Mum said,
"I've just had a talk with the dentist. She wants me to send you to someone who can fit braces right away."
There was more bad news. I was getting the old kind of braces. The same kind as Emma Green.
"No!"
I shouted. A week later, I had a face full of metal. Now there were two people in my class I felt sorry for. One of them was me. Chapter 2. Stuck. Having braces was bad, but what happened next was terrible. One stormy afternoon, I was walking home from school. Suddenly, there was a loud crack, and lightning hit the ground in front of me. I got a terrible fright. I felt my hair stand up on end. I told Mum about it when I got home, but I didn't find out I had a problem until later. As I was putting my school notes together, something very odd happened. When I ate dinner that night, my fork stuck to my braces.
"That's not a good look, Brad,"
Mum said.
"Stop playing with your food."
"I'm not playing," I said, pulling at the fork. "My braces are like a magnet."
"The lightning must have done it,"
Mum said, as she pulled off the fork.
"Don't worry. I'm sure the effect won't last."
I hoped Mum was right. The school dance was coming up, and the girls would be wearing lots of jewellery. I didn't want any of it ending up in my mouth. Chapter 3. A Terrible Shock. The next day, my braces were still magnetic, so I tried to keep my mouth shut. But in science class, I forgot. I said something to my friend, and the little bits of metal we were using flew up and into my mouth. At lunchtime, I had a problem with a tap.
"Are you all right?"
asked a voice behind me. I turned around. There was Emma Green, and she was smiling at me. I opened my mouth to say, "Yes, thanks." And the next thing I knew, my braces were locked onto Emma's. It was a terrible shock. But we got free. "Sorry, Emma," I said. "I'm having a problem with my braces." Then I told her all about it. She laughed, and that made me laugh too. Emma and I talked for a long time. Suddenly, I understood something. Emma and I were becoming friends, and having our braces didn't matter at all.